All right, y'all, it's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast.
Wait, come on, hold on a second, hold on.
Give it up for your hosts, Corey and Justin, with producer in the back who does all the work. Give it up for Jared.
Happy fucking Sunday, and let's give you guys a good way to round out your weekend before you have to go back to the ho-hum bullshit of the week.
Don't say work.
That's just the bullshit of the week, brother. I know some people are fucking prepping for their Sunday night football and all. But we're glad that you guys are here with us tonight for another exciting, hopefully fiery episode of the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts Podcast. What's up? What's up, Strikeout Beer? See Strikeout Beer in chat, those lovely gentlemen. What's going on, guys? Thanks. Nice to see you.
There's the guy here in chat that's been here since yesterday. Crazy fuck.
Yes. Joseph, one of our number one fans. I absolutely love you, brother. Thank you so much for checking us out. All right, man. So, all I got to say is this, to start the show, okay? You were concerned that the topic we picked wasn't going to be the best topic. You weren't sure that we would pull this one. Normally, it's me who is worried that we're not going to be able to pull off a full hour. Normally, it's me questioning that shit. And you're like, oh, man, you know, fly by the seat of my pants. We're good. We always filled an hour. You're the one that's worried this time. And let me tell you, man, the post that we put up earlier today got some people fucking riled up. And I'm honestly surprised that they got riled so easily. I really am.
Well, one's a snowflake, so it's not hard to rile them up. Let's just be real.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of crazy to me that it went from trying to get a take on our education system to moving towards politics and mainly one political candidate, which is absolutely insane to me. How do you go from one to the other? I don't know. But we're trying to steer clear of the whole politics thing tonight. Tonight it's education, guys. Tonight we want to talk about our education system. And the main topic that I want to get to, we're going to start in one place, which you know how that goes on this show. We end up going off on tangents. You guys take us down rabbit holes and shit, and we just kind of space out and miss shit. But the main topic we want to get to is, are we still wanting to push kids in high school to go with a four-year college? Do we still want to push them towards getting a four-year degree? That's what I want to start with. That's where I want to start off. Our producer, Jared, here always does amazing work behind the scenes, as you guys well know, and as we see by the end of our intro there. He found a nice little clip. You guys know who Mike Rowe is? Dirty Jobs, that guy. He found a great clip that I really want to use as an intro into this conversation. So take a look at what Jared's got.
From my point of view, it started when we took shop class out of high school. And when we did that, we really just unleashed a storm of unintended consequences. Around the same time, we started telling kids that the best path for the most people was a four-year degree. Not just a good path, but a path that if you didn't take, you're gonna wind up with some sort of vocational consolation prize. That steady drumbeat after 40 years, that's what we're seeing right now. We've got over 11 million open positions, most of which don't require a four-year degree. We got $1.7 trillion in student debt on the books. We're lending money to kids who will never be able to pay it back to train them for a lot of jobs that no longer exist. And we still just have our thumb on the scale. We're still saying these jobs are good, these jobs are bad. I've been hearing for years that robots are going to wreck blue collar work. Turns out AI is coming for your white collar job.
I absolutely love that video, man. And he's right, man. he's right. Like he was talking about these robots coming for the blue collar work, but the AI is coming for the white collar work. He's not wrong. Have you seen all the shit going on with AI nowadays, man? People are using them. Dude, people are using them to write papers, write code. Like, you're not gonna have jobs for normal people anymore. It's insane.
True.
Yeah.
I mean, you see HR's most HR departments get run through an app, which I'm sure is controlled by AI.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all apps are. Most social media is run by fucking AI, dude.
This world sucks. So to answer your question, should it be a priority? No.
I just think...
Push it? Yes. Should they?
Well, we got pushed really heavily towards a four-year degree. We got pushed heavily towards going to college. Right? And I don't know. I really wanted to get a lot of perspectives in here tonight. I was really hoping to get a lot of perspectives because when I went to college, I was pushed towards that four-year school. And when I was entering college, I still didn't really know what I wanted to do. Now, here's the wild thing about that. Once I got in, I decided I kind of wanted to go for a job in communications. Like I wanted to work for a newspaper or I wanted to work at a radio station. I thought that would be really cool. But my story with school was a little bit different than most. So I went to a satellite campus for Penn State University. And at the time I was with my wife. You know, we were dating, just starting out back then. And when it came time, my original plan was to go 2 years and then transfer to the main campus and live down there. But it didn't work out that way. I changed my major to get a letters, arts, and sciences degree, which could have gotten me an actuary job. And turns out the professors at colleges don't really give two flying fucks about their students. Maybe that's a personal experience of mine. But for those of you who have been to college, you have an advisor. And this advisor is supposed to help you select courses and figure out your semester every year. For me, my last semester there, well, second to last semester, it's the end of my fall semester. And I needed to meet with them to figure out my schedule for the next year. And when I went to meet him, he wasn't in his office at our scheduled time. One of the students down there near his office said, oh yeah, he already left for Germany. He's not even in the country now. So I didn't get back to see him until the start of the second week of the next semester. So he didn't really give a flying fuck. And then he helped put me into two courses I already took. They just were a different number course. So credits didn't count. So it was beautiful.
It's a scam.
And that's the other thing I wanted to talk about is it a scam? Because they push you towards these four-year schools, but you need to take so many elective courses. Why is it that we can't just take...
I don't even say it's a scam for that. It's just a moneymaker. That's it.
That's exactly why it's a scam, because they make you take all these extra courses that don't mean two fucking shits towards your degree. They don't mean a damn thing towards your degree, but you still need to take them, and you still have to pay per credit.
Bullshit majors. Like, yeah. Keystone, what the fuck? What did they have? Sports and recreational management. What the fuck is that?
Sports management. It was a sports management degree is what you were going for.
No, I went for accounting.
Well, a lot of the guys that were in sports were going for sports management. That's what it was.
That's just like a sports manager. No difference between running a sports team and running the
and then a secondary degree in business is what it was. That's what they pushed towards. But like I said, I don't understand the point of pushing towards college and then you not taking courses that count towards your major. Where's the one comment I saw up here? Cameron says, no reason to go to college if you know how to do the job. That's a solid point. That's what I think about all the time because I know so many people locally here that they never went to college. They started working right out of high school. They gained the skills necessary to do what they wanted to do and then started their own jobs. They started their own jobs, started their own companies. And now they are so well off, they don't have any kind of student debt. And that's another thing about college, student debt. You're not going to go ahead and give a 17, 18-year-old kid a credit card with this gigantic limit. You're not going to allow them to get a car loan for a brand new car, but you're going to go ahead and you're going to give them a loan to go to college worth $40,000, $50,000, $60,000.
A year.
A year. And it's okay. And it's okay.
It's not anymore a semester.
No. It's the cost just keeps going up.
Right. And they're teaching outdated shit.
Yeah, here's a look at the annual cost of public college. This is community colleges. Now, community colleges aren't all that bad. They're not terrible. I think they're a little bit more expensive than your trade schools. But that clip from Mike Rowe, like, he's so right. There's so much room.
Can you bring that back up for a second? I am so confused. So, 4-year nonprofit costs more to go to than a 4-year for profit school. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, tell me how much nonprofit are they really? That's what I want to know. But, like, Mike Rowe is right, man. We have all of these trade jobs available, and nobody wants to do them. Look at the degrees that you have. I wish I looked this up before the show too. Jared, if you get a chance at any point, I'd like to see some of the degrees available at some of these top universities.
So it helps in the sense that employers like it. That still doesn't. So whether you go for a job, whether you have a degree or not, it requires experience. You're never going to get experience unless you go out and work. That's mm-hmm. the other. That's a completely different topic I'm trying to get on there. Like, how are you ever supposed to get experience if you never get a chance?
Like,
you don't have to go to college to get fucking experience.
And look, I think there's something to be said for knowing what you want to do. Like Mike said, if you want to become a doctor, you know for a fact that's what you want to do. You want to become a doctor. You want to become a dentist. Anything like that, that you know for a fact you need all that schooling. That's fine. But look at all of these liberal arts degrees, all these different degrees that, like, what the fuck are you going to use a woman's study degree for? Like, are you going to make six figures with a degree like that? Are you going to be able to pay off all that debt for something like that? Like, God, I wish I was as funny as some of these comedians, man.
Bitch, that they make minimum wage and that they can't pay their student loans fucking back. And everything has to be handed to them.
It's a terrible idea to send these kids off to college. And the thing that kills me the most about sending kids off to college are the kids that go into college and declare undecided in their first semester or their full first year. If you're undecided, you shouldn't be in school. Take that year off. Take 2 years off. You know, that's my opinion on that part. My wife in chat, Alexandria, says, like I told you earlier, why are we pressuring kids who are 18 to decide what they want to do for the rest of their lives? If they don't know, it's not worth going. She says, I didn't know what I wanted to do until my 30s. And that's something that we talk about amongst each other an awful lot, man. Our lives, like, are so crazy. And we're always changing. And we just don't know what we enjoy until we're a little bit older, I think. Like, there are the select few that really know what they're meant to do at that age. But how many of you here in chat are doing now what you wanted to do when you were 18 years old? I would bet that there's about maybe 10% of you are doing what you were hoping to be doing. Or even how many of you are doing what you went to school for? How many of you are putting your degree to use for that particular job? Tracy said, I have a 4-year degree. I went back to finish when I was in my 20s, and I don't use the degree at all. It's just cushioning for a resume. It is. But the crazy thing is, when you have, God, I'm thinking there's a lot of crazy things.
So just because you have a degree
things.
In anything, it looks good on a resume for any job? Fuck that.
Yeah, well, and that's what it is. But at the same time, your degree can look great, but they want you to have experience, like you said before. And I don't know. I just think it's better to, I think it's better to not push kids towards that four-year degree, because I think you're going to get into a lot of trouble with it. If you're not sure of what you want to do, I think you're just going to get into a hell of a lot of trouble.
Facts. Like Liz said, I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up.
Yep. Alexandra said, honestly, it's a personal choice. If you want to go and know what you want to do, then do that. If you don't, don't. There are so many options and jobs that will train you if you want to do the work. I really think that that's how we should go about things, man. Job experience.
That's where our shortage is.
Job experience over school. Uh-huh. I think with every job, if you're training for that job in particular, you are more likely to be successful in it than if you were to go to school and get a well-rounded degree. Maybe it's just me. I think it's a better thing for you. Bill says, graduated with my bachelor's in business and marketing. I feel like I'm kind of using it, but I would be able to do the same thing without it. I've been more successful in my side hustles than anything I learned at school. I think life experience is so much better, man. Yep. I think you do a lot better with your life experiences.
Like, I feel one example I can come up with is mechanics. Like now, like the big garages want you to go to schools and shit. What are they going to teach you there that you can't just go learn working for somebody? Start and making a little over minimum wage and earning your way up. You're making money while you're learning.
Yeah. Instead of doing these apprenticeships.
Right.
And again, to push kids towards trade schools, like I really hope that more kids coming up now in this next generation really want to go towards a trade school, to be doing these jobs that you see on that Mike Rowe show, The Dirty Jobs. Because if they don't want to do that shit, we're in a world of trouble. It takes all types to make this world go round. And if we continue to push kids towards a four-year degree and tell them that's the only way they're going to be successful, out of our minds. Out of our minds. Jared, do you have that image for the trade jobs and the wages?
It's not going to happen, homie.
Well, that's the trade schools. This one is going to be, it's the one that I added. I don't know where that one is. Yes, that one. You do not need a four-year degree to make a good living. Like, look at all these jobs. And it also depends on the area that you're living in, what kind of job will pay what. But honest to God, man, all these trades, they pay so well. Welders, man. Dude, listen, underwater welding. You know what kind of fucking money you can make with underwater welding? It's insane. It's absolutely insane. Johnny said, I will not be pushing my kids to go to college. Just be a blue collar person and hustle and work hard. I feel like you're going to get a better jump start on life if you don't have to worry about paying back a college degree. I really think that college is just a money grab at this point. Making you pay for all these credits you don't fucking need. Like, I think it'd be a lot different in my eyes if when you went to college, all you had to do was study the courses that are necessary for your degree.
That's what the trade schools were supposed to be or supposed to do. I don't know if they do or not.
Joseph, yes, exactly. Social media generation, those manual labor roles that are pivotal to society are not glamorous enough for the kids today. All these kids want to be YouTube sensations. Everyone wants to be a star. Everyone wants to do all the easy shit. Social media influencer, this, that, and the other, man. Chris Coote says, my son is 12 and is already talking about trade or tech school. That is a great sign, Chris. That is a great sign. And since Chris is in here, it reminds me of the conversation that I was reading about on our post before. I don't know if the other viewer is in here. I don't even know if they watch the show, but they do follow our page. And they're the one that went back and forth with Chris about schooling. And the original conversation was about how Chris thinks that colleges are likely a scam. You know, that there's a better path when you go towards a trade school or even the military. Chris is a veteran himself. Okay, so he served. He did his time and served our country. Yes, thank you for that. And the back and forths, guys, the back and forths are crazy great. I love it. I love when you guys have discussions and debates and disagree with one another. I love seeing how everybody has differing opinions. I love it. However, when you make a comment the day after Veterans Day, right, Justin? When you make a comment the day after Veterans Day to a veteran about how you paid for their schooling and their time in the military because you're a taxpayer and that maybe they should say thanks to you, I think that's taking it a little too far. I think that's a little bit disrespectful. So,
Once you go,
I just wanted to address
people,
that shit.
Fuck you and I'm, fuck your feelings.
I was gonna say, and I'm surprised Justin's biting his tongue because he was pretty fired up on that. That was a little bit rude.
And fuck your feelings, buddy. Don't give a fuck.
I'm happy
you don't
for
come
every
on here disrespecting military, especially the day after fucking Veterans Day.
Right, and I'm happy for everybody that watches the show and shit. I'm happy for everyone that interacts on everything. But we gotta draw a line somewhere. You gotta be civil.
Good for you. You paid for your college. Yeah. Nowhere in life, you're still a fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm. Opie, good evening. How are you, sir? Alexandra says, yes, my husband is a union welder. He makes good money. He went to college and then said, F this, and didn't want to do what he was going for. His parents pushed him towards college. And I think so many parents are the ones that do this. It's not just the schools. It's parents, because we have this ingrained in our minds from the time we're young that the only way to be truly successful in life is to go to a four-year school, get your degree. But what the fuck are you doing? Do you know what you're going to do? Experience is worth more to me. 100%. But I think,
like I said, I still don't know what the fuck I want to do. I mean that. Still don't know what I want to do. I don't want to do what I'm doing now forever.
Yeah, me too.
Right now,
and
it just pays the fucking bills.
I think that's all of adult life, man. I think that's all of adult
life. Yeah, I wasn't going to say his name. His name's not worth it.
Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know, man.
Go home to mommy.
Yeah, that got a little heated, that one. It really did.
Got me fired up.
I'm glad to see that a lot of people in chat seem to kind of be in the same boat we're in, where we went to school and it didn't benefit us at all. Like, there are people, like, I didn't even finish my degree, but there are people in here who finished their degrees and it didn't do them any good. Not that it didn't do them any good, but they're not really utilizing it nowadays.
Right.
So I kind of had to go back, pressured at 17 to go to college. Well, I don't even know what I'm going to do with my kids now. Like, I don't really know what I'm going to push. Like, I want to try to get them interested in something that they can learn at a trade school, but I'm also not going to push that. Like, you could go right out into the workforce. I don't think that you really need to go to college at 18, 19, 20. I don't think it's really hurting anything if you take a year, two, three, four. It doesn't matter. You take some time, make some money, figure out what you're going to do, and if you decide that you need a degree for something, go back to college at 25, 26, 30. Who cares, man? There are no rules in this life. You know, I talk about this too with the wife. Like, we're up at the grocery store. We're walking through the bakery, and I look at a half sheet cake, nice birthday cake. And my first thought's like, oh man, I wish it was somebody's birthday. And then I think to myself, I'm an adult. I can buy a birthday cake if I want. It doesn't need to be someone's birthday. I can buy a birthday cake and I can fucking eat it. I can have it for breakfast if I want. You know why? Because there are no rules. Listen, this shit is ingrained in us from the time we're young. There are certain things we think about and we're like, yeah, we can't do that. That's not how we do things. Hey, after high school, we got to go to college. That's what we got to do. You don't have to, man. I went to college so I could play baseball. I love baseball, but that was a dumb move. I thought, yeah, I'm going to be a pro baseball player. I mean, I was good, but I wasn't pro good. Huh?
Most of them go for the experience. It's just a fucking party.
Yeah, and you could, listen.
Spending $30,000.
You don't need to go
to $50,000 a year plus alcohol costs.
Yeah, but you could fucking just
party.
You can just party at that age. Go find the college parties. You don't have to be in the college. That's insane. It's absolutely insane. Aaron says definitely not using my degree.
A lot of the reasons I think the schools push it is to keep filling the kids' heads with bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But we're not going political, so.
Nope. I mean, we could, since it was mentioned on that fiery post before, how, you know, we think that the college universities are indoctrination camps.
Of course not. That's wacky nonsense. Red-
Yes. Yes. Fucking oh, yes. Man. but, you know, the education system in general scares me nowadays, man. Like, it's no surprise what way Justin and I lean politically. So when I think about the school system, I really do think that there's a lot of indoctrination going on there. From a young age, there are things going on in schools that I don't think need to be going on in schools. We hit on one of them last week with sex ed. Like, sex ed nowadays is so much different than when we were kids.
Right, but...
Like, I you know what I forgot to do? You know what I forgot to do was look up what exactly they're teaching in sex ed nowadays. Like, I've only seen snippets here and there. I've seen videos from parents who have gotten a little pissed off about things that they're doing and things that their kids are learning in these courses. But I didn't actually look up any further than the things that I saw and firsthand experiences that I read. That's it. But for us, sex ed used to be explaining the process and explaining the reproductive system and reproduction in general. And, you know, the harm of STDs, which aren't called STDs anymore. But shit, they're teaching like positions and shit now. How to have fucking, are the kids outside my door? I hope not. Anal sex, fucking oral sex. They're talking about all this shit. They're talking about sexual preferences. Like, man, listen, I understand some parents don't want to talk to their kids about these things. And I know that a lot of people say, listen, the kids are going to find out anyway. That was your take last week too, Justin, is that kids are going to know. And yeah, I agree. Kids are going to know, but that's from other kids. You're going to hear about that shit from other kids your age. I think it's really fucking awkward for an adult to talk to a child like that. I think it's really fucking awkward. Yeah, the phones, but the kids, you find out from other kids your age. Do you want an adult coming up to you talking to you about oral sex? I mean, Justin, if it was a hot teacher, you might say yes, but that's beside the point.
Look, I only say I get it because they'll find it not from other kids, bro. All they got to do is type shit in on the phone the wrong way and bam, there it is.
And that's fine. That's perfectly fine. You know, kids are going to be kids. Kids are going to get into that kind of shit. Kids are going to hear about that shit from their friends. I think it's awkward when adults talk to children about the option of anal sex. Don't you think that's a little weird? I don't care if it's in a classroom setting. I think it's weird. I think we're normalizing too much right now, and people are becoming less sensitive to this shit. I really think it's awkward.
I think it all depends on how it's
Bill.
Like, I'm not...
Joel, yes.
I'm not sure how it's being talked about.
I want to find out for sure.
I'm trying to believe in the education system right now.
Look at that, though. You're trying to. You're trying to. You're trying to believe in it, but can you really?
Trying to play devil's advocate here.
All right. So now this is... Joel says the age of the internet is a blessing and a curse. It 100% is. And having this little tool in our pocket, like Justin said, fuck, man. Like, the things that we do on these things and the things that our kids are doing on these things, I mean, it's something we really got to monitor. It really is. But talking about things that are going on in schools and shit, I'm going to lead right into homeschooling, because that's something that my wife and I do. We homeschool our kids right now. It's a difficult thing to do for sure. But I remember when we were young, Justin, we always thought that the homeschooled kids were weird. The homeschooled families were weird.
Not true.
I want to ask everybody.
I was good friends with the homeschooled kids.
Right.
So.
But yes, and she's here right now. And she's also a homeschooler. But I want to know from everyone else's perspective listening, whether you're in chat now, whether you're listening afterwards on Spotify, on YouTube, wherever you may be listening, please let us know. Is it still awkward Is it still considered weird to homeschool your kids? Justin, why do you think it's weird?
I never said I thought it was weird.
Well, you disagree with homeschooling.
You take so with technology the way it is, kids don't know how to fucking socialize as it is. Homeschooling takes them away from the only social interactions they have unless it's with kids of your friends. They don't get to make their own choices on who they're friends with and who they hang out with.
I think
they don't get to make their own friends.
I don't know. I think that's like such a minor blip in the radar. You and me are like
that's
a rare
the biggest blip.
No, it's
not
I don't
being
no,
able
because
to socialize.
Saying, you say that they're not able to socialize. That's on the family. Being able to socialize is on the family. You can bring them around other families, other kids. They can still participate in the school sports because the school has to allow it. If they want to play those sports, they can certainly play on the school teams. They have other situations where they will be in that are social situations that they can make their own decision. Do I want to talk to this kid? Do I want to play with this kid? Yeah, we bring them around other families that we know. But at the end of the day, they don't like I don't tell my kids, you got to play with that kid right now. I don't tell them that. You can still take them to the playground. You can still take them out to parks. You can still take them anywhere you want to take them. I don't understand the argument that school needs to be the only place these kids can socialize. I don't think that that's the case.
But I also look at it as from the point of view of me raising my kid and seeing like the group of friends she's accumulated because of what she's gotten involved in school and how they hang out outside of school and they're unbelievably fucking attached on this goddamn thing.
Well, Bill says socialized kids out there think they are cats and are shooting up schools. That's one good point. Like, I mean, school isn't right, always the best experience for everyone. Like a socially awkward kid's going to be a socially awkward kid, period. Whether they're in school or not in school. And if they're in school and they're socially awkward, they have a better chance of being bullied. And that's the other thing. Today, man, kids are supposedly more tolerant. You know, these younger kids, the younger generation, they preach tolerance.
Kids have always been assholes.
These kids are worse, though, dude. I swear to God, they have to be worse. The shit you hear. Oh my God. Ariel agrees with you with the homeschooling thing. I think it all depends on how you do it, man. I think there's a good way to do it. But personally, I'm too worried to send my kids to a public school, which sucks because I do know some teachers who are great teachers and I really wouldn't mind them having my kids, but they only have like one grade. They have them 1 year and then that's it. Like there's a lot of teachers out there that I don't trust, man. I think they're trying to make these kids grow up too fast. The things they want to talk to them about are things that you learn about in your later teenage years. And I think they're pushing it younger and younger, and that kind of shit scares me, man.
I don't know. I still think it's odd.
You see too often that there are kids that can get punished for speaking out or speaking against what the teachers are saying. Because a lot of times nowadays with the political climate, teachers kind of tend to push things. I didn't know about politics till I got older, but they're pushing political ideologies on young children and kind of forcing it. I just watched a video earlier this week about a kid, 12-year-old kid, who wore a shirt with the Gadsden flag to school. And the teacher tried to force him to take it off. They were going to expel him for it because they said it was a racist thing. The Gadsden flag. Do not tread on me. That's racist. So this kid, this 12-year-old kid, stood up for himself and went to a board meeting and discussed this with the board. Like, he spoke his part. Very eloquently, I might add, at 12 years old.
I've seen that video.
I don't remember how old the video is. I don't think it's a recent one. I think it's like the last couple of years here. But like this kind of stuff happens all the time. Like, you can only express one side of the aisle. If you express the other side of the aisle, they kind of shut that shit down. And again, I don't think that schools are the place for these things because kids are malleable. Kids are very malleable. And it all depends on their environment. Like if they grab them from a young age, they're molding them. And they're making it so that the schools have more control over your children than the families do. And it seems to me like they're encouraging that nowadays. Like that's what they really want. Am I crazy? Because you're awful quiet with your responses. They're coming back at me.
I don't know. I'm open with my kid about everything. And I told her, I said, I don't give a fuck what side it is. I'm like, you hear anything politics from a teacher in school, either side, I need to know. Because I will be at the school and I will be causing a fucking problem. That's nothing you need to be concerned with. I'm like, you'll hear me talk about it, but that's me trying to relate it to you. You're going to make up your own mind. I don't want school to be involved in it.
Yeah. And it's one thing if they talk about the political climate, talk about things that are going on, but don't force their own opinions on the kids. Like allow kids to express themselves, ask questions, say their piece. But to shut kids down and try to punish them for speaking their own mind, that's not cool because that goes against the First Amendment, man. Like you're supposed to teach that too, and they don't even teach that in school anymore. Did you know history class isn't really a thing anymore?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because history's racist. You know, coming over here, you know, claiming America, that's horrible. We're horrible people for that. Not considering the entire world was different back then and that's how everything went. It wasn't just our country.
Do I think kids in school are having...
All right, I got to catch up because my brain keeps going and I'm not getting to read everything. So I need to catch up a little bit. Justin says, Corey, you're crazy but wise. I try. And my opinion's not always the right opinion, guys. I know that. And my mind is always up to be changed. I try to have an open mind about everything. And I don't mind people that send their kids to public school. There's nothing wrong with that. But it concerns me. And I don't think there's anything wrong with homeschooling. It's like Elizabeth said. It's like Liz said. I just read her name out. I'm so used to calling her Liz. The educational system is an experiment. Hundreds of years ago, everyone was taught at home. Absolutely correct. We are just going back to what is best and works. We can teach what we want. And you can, exactly, you can teach what you want and you can teach the important things that they don't teach at school, that they don't make mandatory. All the shit they make mandatory at school is ridiculous, man. Why not teach gardening? Why not teach things that are real life skills that are going to get you through?
So socializing has nothing to do with learning. I'm not saying like just to learn how to socialize around a crowd. If you like, I don't know. I see it now, way differently.
Do you think that that's a forced socialization situation? Justin, being in school, you're forced to socialize with the people in your class.
You're forced to socialize with people at work.
Exactly. So why is the socialization thing?
You need to learn how to do it.
Why is the socialization thing the biggest argument against homeschooling?
That's the biggest argument I have against it because that's just how I feel.
Yeah, but you know someone who's been homeschooled right here in chat.
I do.
And they seem pretty well-rounded, don't they? She's a little awkward, but...
I have nothing against it. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying my argument against it is it's hard enough right now for these kids to learn how to socialize with technology the way it is.
That I'll 100%...
And I'm not talking just having friends, because, yes, you can socialize on the internet. You can talk to fucking anybody. I'm talking like face to face.
Yeah, but listen.
Personal fucking conversation. Like, doesn't happen.
But that's just it, though. Even in school, these kids aren't communicating face to face. Everything's on their phones anymore, man. Everything. They can stand around in a group, in a circle, and they'll be texting each other. They'll be sending memes and fucking emojis and all this bullshit.
See, I disagree. Because I've seen it.
You've seen what?
The way the kids interact when they're around each other.
I fucking hope that it's getting better because for a while there, it was weird as shit.
I don't know.
Kids don't know how to talk.
A couple of times I've been around my kid and all her friends, there ain't one goddamn phone out.
Maybe theater kids are different.
Like fucking crazy.
Maybe theater kids are different. Because that's all her play friends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe those kids are just built different. Cameron says, yes, history is racist. That's why it needs to be taught. Otherwise, history is doomed to repeat itself. Exactly. Exactly. And I don't think they're doing it. I just think the socialization part is a biggie, Ariel says. And it can be. You know, it's just, it all depends on what you're willing to do to get them that socialization. And what I was trying to say earlier, Justin, I think I went off course, is you and I are a rare case. I don't think there are all that many people who have had lifetime best friends or friends that they maintain contact with and actually, you know, hang out with on a regular basis from their school days. It breaks up after that. You go to college, you make some friends there, and you'll be lucky if you hold on to some of those friends afterwards. I don't think it's I don't think it's a very common thing for us.
Right. And then go back to Liz's one comment before about, do I think homeschooled kid or public school kids have a better experience than homeschooled kids? Yes and no. Homeschool kids get to go on fucking field trips whenever the fuck you say, let's go. We're going to do something. And that's cool. But they're missing out on, back to, like, making those connections. I don't know. That's my biggest holdback on it. And it's so hard for me to explain it.
You know, and homeschooling is not for everybody. I'm not saying everybody should homeschool. I'm just curious about whether it's still considered weird, or if people have reservations about it still, if they think it should be more normalized today than ever was before.
I do agree schools are getting too big.
You think so?
I think they should go back. Yeah. Like it should be smaller schools. It shouldn't be fucking 400 kids graduating. No.
Yeah. Well, no. the other thing that's difficult about homeschooling, some people might say they can't afford to do it. We're lucky. I say lucky enough, but the reason we can do it is because right now, Alex isn't working. So she's home. She's able to do it. It's not exactly cost effective. And not everybody can manage to get by while homeschooling. I think Jared has a little overlay that he can put up for that. It's a average cost per year between homeschooling and all the different types of homeschooling and public school. Homeschooling, at that top line, that's what we're under right now. Like, we really just have to buy a curriculum and try to follow along with what the school is teaching so that our kids stay on course. But there are different types of homeschooling. It's just, it can be easy to afford, but if you're going to do the route where you're doing the online type and you have to be in class on a computer, I'm not a big fan of that one. I'm really not a fan of the kids sitting in front of a computer for like 6 to 7 hours a day. With the traditional homeschooling that we're doing, like, we get the curriculum, the kids get their textbooks, we print out worksheets for them. And they spend like 2 hours a day on their work, and they get done with all their work by the end of the school year. Where when you go to public school or private school, you're there for 8 hours a day, 7 hours, whatever. And it's like there's a lot of filler time. I really like the way we have the homeschool thing set up, because you get done quickly. There's more time for chores, if my kids ever fucking listen to me when I tell them to do chores. Or their mother, there's more time to learn other things. And like you said, field trips, whenever you can take them. Like, we can take them to all these cool educational places that are here in our local area. You've got the museum downtown. You've got the fish hatcheries. You've got nature preserves. You've got all kinds of different things in this area that you can take them to. All kinds of historic sites. Teach them all kinds of shit, man. All right, where are we? Jack says, Corey, are you confident if your son walked into a party, he could start a conversation and keep it going with new people? No, but are you should I be confident if he goes to school that he could walk into a party and start a conversation with new people? I can't even do that every fucking time. And I went to public school. I went to college. I see him out going on here. But if I walk into a room at a party or an event with a whole shit ton of people that I don't know, I'm going to be a little hesitant at first, too. Everybody gets social anxiety. I don't think that that should be the biggest thing when it comes to homeschooling. I think people should be reassured that that's not going to be the end of the world. Your kid will still learn how to socialize. And your kid will learn to socialize not only with other children their age, they'll be able to socialize with older people, younger kids, all age groups. It all depends on what you do with them, where you take them out. Our kids talk to elderly people at the store all the time. They go to the library every week. They talk to the librarian. They talk to the other people that are in there. It all depends on what you do with your kids. It's about how much effort you want to put in. I don't think it's a big deal. I think, but I knew that that would be the biggest single issue that everyone has. My wife said, I don't want the village raising my children because I see what they're like. Amen.
It's not up to the school to raise your kids. It's up to you to raise your kids. The school's there to teach them.
Right, but anymore.
If your kids take in, and this is my take on it. If your kids take in what the school is throwing at them, aside from the curriculum that's being taught, that falls back on you, not the school. Because that means you're not raising your children the right way.
I think that anymore the school seems to intervene on the whole raising the children thing.
That's the parents' responsibility to make it clear that that's not the case.
Well, I fucking hope so. And I would certainly say my piece as well. But I'm telling you, man.
I was going to say that was probably true 5 or 10 years ago. Not anymore. Schools tend to butt in where they shouldn't. I mean, if you saw some of the laws that were passed, I can't remember if it was Washington or not exactly sure what state, but where, you know, if your kid wanted to make a transition, they did not have to tell the parents. So if they're wondering, where is my kid, they wouldn't tell you where your kid was.
It's California.
Yeah, but it'll spread everywhere else, and that's the big problem. That's the one thing I was going to try to stay away from, but you know what? Fuck it. I don't care. That is a big issue, and I don't feel like I need to worry with my kids, but I worry about everyone else's kids when it comes to this. The pushing, the transitioning on children, I think, is a big part of why education scares me, because of what Jared just said, the law that they passed in California. If the kid feels like they're not validated at home, that school can take that kid and hide them away for a week. They will even help them transition themselves. Like, you're not going to trust your child that's that young to make any kind of decision. You don't let a 10-year-old say, I want a tattoo, and say, yeah, you know what? If that's what you feel like doing, you know that's what you want. So you go ahead. You go ahead and you get that tattoo. We'll allow it. Nobody fucking says that. Nobody says that about any kind of major decision that a child could make, but they say that about this, about transitioning a child. Once you hit 18, once you have your own head on your shoulders, you got shit figured out, that's one thing. But when you're trying to do that kind of shit and take the power away from the parents, that's a big problem. Government is overstepping big time when it comes to that, and it's only going to get worse. Give an inch, they're going to take a mile. Watch, man. It's going
to
happen.
But then as a parent, you have the right to pull your kid out of that school.
You think so. You fucking think so, and you would hope so. But they're trying to make it where they can take that kid away from you.
That's why you move.
And they will claim child abuse on you. You tell me how that works. I wouldn't let someone that has an idea on how a sink works fix my sink. I hire a trained professional to fix my sink. I get what you're saying on that. I get what you're saying on that, Jack. I don't think that kids that are in school for 8 hours should come home with homework. Okay, yeah, fucking let's get on that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, so, well, to Jack's comment, I don't think, you know, that Alex just teaches whatever she wants to. there's a curriculum, there's, you know, she has a set guideline that she has to follow for homeschooling. You know, when you're homeschooled, you just don't teach them whatever you want to. There's programs, there's stuff to do, there's printouts.
We get a curriculum guide for our kids.
Yeah, see, there's a state, even though you're homeschooling, you still have to follow some sort of guideline to do it. So
Sue says, I don't think it's weird. I have met your kids. They explain their homeschool schedule. They are interesting, normal, well-rounded kids, able to carry a conversation with me, and I am so impressed with the opportunities they have to explore area history. They are good, loving kids. Your wife is a huge part of that. Not everyone is as adept at homeschooling. And you're right. It's not for everybody. But I think it's a viable option.
Kids, though, they're not normal.
Yeah.
The fuck?
They're normal enough. They love talking to people.
No, and like I said, I don't think it's wrong to homeschool your kids.
Yeah.
I've never once told you. I've told you guys are fucking crazy.
You've told us we're crazy. You told us we're crazy for. You told us we're crazy for having another baby. So.
I never told you you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong. Yeah. Each their own, but I don't know. It's the social. It has always been the socializing thing that holds me up. And not saying that they can't socialize. And when we go back to Liz, they socialize through church, which is where I. Oddly enough, met her and her family and became good friends. But that was like a big socializing.
Well, what the fuck is normal after all? Sue says, fucking A, right?
Not his kids.
A, right? Listen, man, they get it from me, though. You know, they get it from me. I'm not exactly normal.
Have you met your
just
wife?
Wish. I just wish that they did more to prepare kids for school and public, or to prepare for life in public school.
Yes.
I really do. I wish they did more to prepare kids for life. I just don't think that they do enough. And I think you have more control if you homeschool. Now, again, not everybody's cut out for it. Not everybody's cut out to teach, especially their own kids. But I think it's a great option. And for the record, I don't concern myself with the socialization part. I don't. I think our kids get plenty of socialization opportunities. And like I said before, it's not just with kids their own age. It's with people of all ages. So that's the part that I really like. Another one of you are normal, Cameron.
She told me it in chat.
I was going to say, I think one thing is you gotta be involved. If your kid's in school, you gotta be involved. Like Justin said, you know, my kid came home and started talking about stuff they talked in school, whether it be politics or gender or whatever. I mean, that's really not up to the school to sit there and talk about. You know, it could be in sex ed, but like, so if my kid's, you know, 8 years old, shouldn't be learning that kind of stuff. So you really got to pay attention to what's going on at school to make a better informed judgment about what's going on. And like Justin said as well, I'd be the first one to go down to school, and they should not be talking about stuff like politics or, you know, if it got to a point where they told them, you know, you need to eat your parents how to vote or what, whether it be, you know, just talking about, I don't know. It gets me flustered when I think about, like, I don't know anything really that goes on with what they teach in school, and it's really hard to kind of talk about because you have no idea what they're going to turn out to be because of the stuff that they hear at school.
Yeah, and when they're young, their minds are super malleable, man. These kids will soak up everything when they're young. If they like their teacher, they will listen to and do whatever their teacher does. These kids, like, they will cling on to someone and they will do everything. Like Alex said, my wife, in chat, when Eli, our son, was in kindergarten or first grade, I can't remember which it was, neither can she, he knew what teacher she was voting for. I think I remember she was going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Oh, I can't wait to vote for Hillary. You know,
and did
kids
you go
at that
to
age,
school and say something?
We didn't. We just talked. Why would we? at that point. We talked to our kid about the election and, you know, we gave our points of view. But I think that that kind of thing, much like a lot of the shit they're teaching to the younger kids, should be done at a later age. Like politics, I think politics is super important. But I think that politics shouldn't be hit until high school, junior year, senior year. And when you're going to hit on politics, you need to do it in an unbiased manner. You cannot approach politics with students and tell them how they should think. Like this,
I agree with Jack here. If it bothered you that much, why didn't you say something? Because it wouldn't have mattered? How do you know it wouldn't have mattered? How do you know the school knew she was doing that?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Should I have marched up in there and fucking raised hell?
I would have gone up and said that.
Should I have gone to a board meeting? Probably.
Somebody, yeah.
Oh, you know how that is.
Yeah, but in instances, so I was reading Alexandria's post for about allowing boys to use the girls' bathroom. So it's a big, I don't know if you read that whole thing. So I live right by Loudoun County where they allowed a boy to go into the girls' restroom. Girl got raped. Dad got frustrated, brought up to the board meeting. All they did was transfer him to a different school. That's all they did.
Yep.
And it happened again. So he did it again. I don't know what the outcome was, but we had the elections for the school board that was there in Loudoun County, and I hope every single one of them got voted out.
Mm-hmm.
And my kid is well aware if that ever gets talked about in school, that comes right to me.
Yeah, and
no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
That worries me too. That worries me too about public schools is teachers that would say, "Oh, don't tell your parents about this. Don't tell your parents about that." And how many kids are going to listen? That shit scares me.
The
state of the world today, I've lost so much faith and so much trust in almost everything anymore. It's terrible. I feel bad saying that, and I don't want. Huh?
All you have to do is in that situation is trust your kids. Trust that your kids.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Raised right by you to tell you.
Yeah.
Regardless of what they say at school. That's what I'm saying. It's not however the hell Alex put it before. It's not the community raising your kid. It's you raising your kid.
Yeah. You know what?
And if they take what the school says or pushes down their throat politically or not and don't and they don't say shit, that's not on the school. That's on you.
But you can do the best job you can fucking possibly do as a parent and have your kids still stray. It always happens. You can try to instill your values in your child and try to teach them how to be good, moral, and just, and they're still going to stray because they are still their own person.
Right, and they're going to
So no matter how good you do. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, man. Still scares me.
I'm telling you right now, 90% positive, my kid is not going to politically see the same way I see it.
Yeah.
I can tell you that right now. But I know for a fact that if it was ever brought up in school, I would hear about it.
Well, I would hope so. You're going to go down and you're going to raise a ruckus if you hear about it?
Mm-hmm. I'll go right in the superintendent's office. I ain't got no worries about it.
Alex says, yeah, but not all kids are going to stand up for themselves and not all kids are going to tell their parents. Justin, when your kids are in school for 8 hours a day, they are being influenced by so many different people. Then they come home and they're doing schoolwork at home and then they're going to bed. So you get your kids the weekends. She brings up a fair point is that the teachers and all the people they have at school are going to technically raise your kid more than you are. They're going to have more of an influence on
not raising your kid.
You say that.
I mean,
you say that. You think
homework,
so?
There should be no such thing as homework.
There really shouldn't fucking go. There really
and
shouldn't
that,
go.
I mean, that itself would allow parents to raise their kids more effectively, I guess you could say.
Yeah. The Sunday Night Army in the house, guys. If you haven't checked out that podcast, make sure you do so. Jacob runs a great show over there promoting small artists, new musicians, He does a fantastic job giving them a platform. He lets you hear their music and hear their voice and gives you great interviews. Make sure you check him out. He says, it's always up to the parents to prepare their kids to the best of their ability, but in the end, it's scary to think teachers can influence them with nonsense. And that's just it. That's the part that scares me. And that's why we've decided since COVID to continue the homeschool route, because, you know, we had them home at first and then we're like, you know what? Fuck it. We're just going to continue down this path. That's when it started for us. And we just decided to keep going that way. Joseph says, made it to an hour. No sweat. Jack says, if you raised your kid to always ask questions and be open and honest, they will come to you. Yep. And I hope that I'm doing a good job of that. I've tried to instill that in them too. If my kids end up thinking a different way than me, then so be it. But like Jack said, I want them to have an open mind about things. I don't want them to be influenced by one voice, even if it's my voice. I'm living proof of that and the fact that my son is not playing baseball anymore. If that was the case, if I was that one voice that he had to listen to, he would not have been able to quit. But I was a good guy. I said, you know what, man? Your choice. You don't want to do it?
Stick it out to last year, Little League.
I know, man. Fucking kills me still. But yes, homework should not exist. Those kids are in school long enough, man. They do not need to spend more time at home. Especially, listen, man, these kids that are in sports or in band or in a play, these kids are putting so much time into school and athletics and the extracurriculars. Then they have to go home and they have to do their homework and make sure it's done right. They're going to be foggy headed as it is. They're going to be tired. They're going to be hungry. And you want them to do all this shit. If you can't get all the teaching done during the school day, you're not doing it right. They shouldn't have homework, man. It needs to stop. We need to figure something out.
I'm actually lucky that with Phoebes and Paw Pack, most of her shit's done before she gets home. So yeah. It really doesn't affect any of that.
That's good. And that has a lot to do with their scheduling too, doesn't it? Like their block scheduling over there, the way that works.
I honestly don't even know what they do. It's too confusing for me to even figure out.
Way to be involved, Justin.
When it comes to the sketch, I know what classes she's in, what her grades are. I ask her at least weekly what's going on and shit like that. But I know she's dedicated to this fucking music shit. I had a trumpet and French horn blaring all fucking weekend here.
How fun is that?
Oh my God, I can't hear myself think half the time.
Liz said, going back to the socialization part, homeschool kids are allowed to do classes at the public school and join in sports. Allowed to do classes? Like what classes are you talking about, Liz?
Shop classes and stuff. I know I know that for a fact. They're allowed to go in for shop classes.
Thank God. Thank God they didn't get rid of shop class at our school. There's a trade skill. There's a trade skill. I hope more kids go towards trade schools, man, or join the workforce right out of school and get their experience and go about it that way. I do not have a LinkedIn, Joseph, for the show. We have a Facebook page. We've got our YouTube channel. We have a TikTok. We have a Discord community. Discord, for anybody who does not know what a Discord community is, it's kind of like a chat server. We have separate channels for different things, a general chat. You could talk with each other. You could talk with us in there. And it's a place to keep you guys updated on our schedule and what's going on with the show. It's like our very own little corner. It's like our very own little social club. You can join that if you copy and paste that nonsense that you see right there on the screen. You can hop on in there. We do have a Twitter account as well, or X account, whatever, you know. I'm not a big fan of Twitter or X. The fucking algorithm over there sucks. It's awful. Nothing gets pushed out, no matter how much I push it out. Facebook is really like the best way to get at us. It really is. That Facebook has been our biggest tool for growth, but I'm really trying to push TikTok now too. We might be on Reddit soon. I think we should have a Reddit account. I think that's some untapped potential. Why,
so,
over there.
So we can put out our leaked OnlyFans pictures.
Don't fucking tell them about that, man. That's on the down low.
So to end on a funny note, you ever lose something and know you're going to find it, but just don't know when?
Yeah.
So I got new earbuds last week.
Okay.
Little fucking case. I go out, mow the lawn yesterday. I had the earbuds in. Phoebe literally watched me take them out of the case, put the case down. I came in an hour later, couldn't fucking find it. Couldn't fucking find it. So I go on Amazon and I order a new charging case. It comes in today. No shit. I open the fucking box. I look on the table. Fucking found it.
You gotta be shitting me, dude.
I looked at Phoebe. I'm like, how lucky. I'm like, how long did I look on that table yesterday? She goes, for a long time. I'm like, dude, oh my God.
it's the dimension shift. It's the dimension shift. We keep crossing back and forth between dimensions here. Do you know that? That's why we get this feeling of deja vu. That's where we get the Mandela effect from. I'm telling you. This universe is fucking weird. Box,
and I just looked on the table. I'm like, what the hell is that? Son of a bitch.
The earth may not be flat, brother, but we got some wormholes we keep going through as we're flying through space. I'm telling you. Joel gets it. Tracy says, I agree. By the time I'm done with work, pick them up from daycare and work, I get about 2.5 hours with them at night. No more homework. Fuck yes. How do we petition to end this? Maybe we should start like one of those. What the fuck's the petition site where you have to get signatures? I don't remember what it's called, but they have the petitions. We should do it. Ever since they fired up the CERN.
On the bright side, papers don't take as long anymore.
What doesn't take so long?
Papers. Hey, GPT. Write me up a fucking five-page paper.
AI and technology is going to be the death of us, man. You guys got to go back and listen to some of our older episodes if you have not yet. One of them you got to listen to is episode 17 called Social Dilemma. Justin missed that one. It was one of his off weeks, but I brought on our friend Derek to chat about that shit. Episode 15 with Dave Landau, that was our fucking crowning moment, man, having an amazing comedian like Dave Landau on our show. Never thought something like that would happen. Still waiting for our next big guest. We're trying. Penis King. What'd you say?
The Penis King.
Yes, the Penis Master. And we'll talk about his werewolf friend. Change.org, yes, that's the one, Alex. That's the one I was thinking about. And another one you have to listen to is the one with Bill Noboa. Actually, I put another one on one of our older archived episodes, guys. We had like fucking almost 70 episodes that I had archived and I had put onto, what the fuck is that site? The Patreon? Yeah, that one. That's the one. We put them on a Patreon site and we never really fired up the site because I thought it would be awkward to ask people for money, but they're still there. The account is still there. I just haven't used it. So all our old episodes are over there. Joseph, listen to them all. Hell yeah, man. We don't necessarily limit ourselves to an hour. We like to make it to an hour. That's like our guidepost. That's what we want
to
get to.
The goal is to get to an hour.
An hour is our goal. Because we know that people's attention spans aren't always there. But I think that's where we're gonna cut it tonight. I don't think we have any more juicy shit. Like, you know, I think we pretty much ran its course here. But tomorrow night, I'm gonna try. Oh my god, I never set a time with her. Tomorrow night, guys. Tomorrow night, I am doing a special episode of my side project called Tales from the NICU. That is another podcast I have. You can find that on Spotify. For that podcast, I sit down and I talk to families that have had a baby in the NICU, the PICU, the cardiac ICU. And I allow them to tell their stories in hopes that it's going to help a family that's already been through it. Something that they give something that they can relate to or help a family that's currently going through it if they're looking for something like that. So tomorrow night I am going to have our friend Jen on. Jen is the lady who makes some amazing t-shirts and my wife happens to be a representative for her doing t-shirt parties and shit. But her son Jack has been through a lot in his tiny little life and we're going to talk to her about him. Tomorrow night, I'm going to say around 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to go live here on this Facebook page and my personal Facebook page. You can check us out there. And I hope you guys do because that's a project that I'm a little bit passionate about because of what we went through. We still have to record our own story, my wife and I. We'll get to it eventually. We'll talk about it. But, I mean, that's an experience that's difficult to go through.
Multiple episodes.
Which one? The one with her?
Mm-hmm.
Or ours.
yours.
Yeah. But guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. What do we got? Oh, we got a lot going on in chat here already. My wife says, I think I'm ready to record our episode too. All right. Yeah. Let's fucking do that. Do you want to record it or do you want to go live with it, Alex? Have to catch up on the last couple episodes. Ariel, are you guys still wanting to do one as well? Joel and I maybe can. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Jen is awesome. And hopefully guys soon too, that same amazing woman, Jennifer, is going to offer some designs with the NDT logo on them in her t-shirt parties. So we're going to try to direct you guys to her Facebook page as well. It's called The Trendy Forbes. If you have not gotten on her page yet, make sure you go onto Facebook and look up The Trendy Forbes and try to join some of the t-shirt parties that she throws on there. And soon you will be able to buy some Nonsense and Deep Thoughts podcast gear. Holy fuck, I'm getting tired, bro. I feel like I just hit a wall. My words are going boo, 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 old too. All of it.
I hit a wall too. Dude, you speak it.
Yes. No, I don't speak English today. Holy shit. I get so long-winded, man. But anyway, thank you guys so much. I appreciate everybody for swinging by, hanging out with us, giving your thoughts and opinions on every stupid, nonsensical topic that we come up with. Appreciate y'all. Bill, see you Saturday. Yes, sir. Everyone, enjoy the rest of your night.
Stay tuned. Later.
All right, y'all. It's the Nonsense and Deep Thoughts podcast.